The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
We interrupt this program for no reason. Had there been a reason, you'd have been asked to go along with it and perhaps even take off your pants. But there is no reason, so now we return you to the program.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cotola.
A lady of letters, a young writer who went from without rags to riches. Also star of Star and Garter, our own Gypsy Rose Lee.
Have you the faintest idea about the private life of an exotic dancer? Well, up until a few years ago, it was New York's second largest industry. Now, a fan dancer's education requires years of concentration. And for the sake of explanation, take a look at me. I began at the age of 3. Learning ballet at the Royal Imperial School in Moscow. Oh, I suffered and suffered for my art. Then, of course, Sweet Briar. Oh, dear college days. And after 4 years of psychology, zoology, biology, and anthropology, my education was complete. And I was ready to make my professional debut for the Minsky's on 14th Street. Now, the things that go on in a fan dancer's mind would give you no end of surprise. But if you're psychologically inclined, there's more to see than meets the eyes. For an example, when I lower my gown a fraction and expose a patch of shoulder, I'm not interested in your reaction or in the bareness of my shoulder. I'm thinking of some painting by Van Gogh or by Cezanne, or the charm I found in reading Lady Windermere's Fan. When I lower the other side, expose my other shoulder, do you think I take the slightest pride in the whiteness of that shoulder? I'm thinking of my country house or the jolly, funny shooting grouse. There's the music, and that's my cue. There's only one thing left to do. So I do it. And when I raise my skirts with slyness and dexterity, I'm mentally computing just how much I'll give to charity. My stockings I have revealed, and just a bit of me remains concealed. I'm thinking of a life of Dooza. Well, the third chapter of all this, and heaven too. And none of those men whose minds were obscene. They leave me apathetic. I prefer the more aesthetic, things like dramas by Racine.
That's some control over there, you know what I mean?
Thank you. It's time. It is time. The difficult historian, the pilgrim of productive alternative broadcasting, godfather of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting, and the third man. They all come in one big package. That's me, Frank Atola, man whose name adjoins the title of the show. I am accepting new titles. Please send them to me here on Catolo Chronicles. Stay with us, Echo Tyler Marie Tyler. Echo. Mega Marie 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 Tyler 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 Tyler. Oh yeah. Cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. Here in the hot house, you may be able to hear that humming in the background. You ever heard about it? It's because it's hot. It's hot here, and we were under a watch for a huge thunderstorm, which didn't happen. So you're listening here live, or you're listening lifelike on another station throughout the week. Whatever the case may be, I'm here. I'm here, and it's just like it's always live, because there's no editing, there's no production values whatsoever. It's just me, and not just me tonight, though. I planned in that opening collage to play, and that the voice you heard was of Gypsy Rose Lee, arguably one of the earliest in American pop culture sexy figures, a stripper. When burlesque was king. How could burlesque be king? It could. When burlesque was king, Gypsy Rose Lee, the name Gypsy Rose Lee just meant take your clothes off, and that was her. Not that that has any direct correlation or comparison with Echo Tyler, Echo Marie Tyler. I want to keep putting the Tyler first. Tippy Canoe and Tyler too. No, not that. And, it doesn't. But, I just thought, you know, when she called herself an exotic dancer, that's what she did back in them days. Them days, 30s, 20s, 30s, you know, burlesque. And anyway, in any event, in all event, and certainly in this event, the point I'm talking about here is that Gypsy Rose Lee, was stripping. And I realized, well, I'm going to play this excerpt this from, you know, some movie or something somewhere that Gypsy was in initially. I only got up to a certain point, and then she stops talking because she's taking off her clothes. You can't see that. This is not television. And we don't have one of those fat cams to show everybody, because we don't have to dress or do it, because we want to do radio, and radio is only audio. So that's why. But anyway, that was, I'm reminding you that's Gypsy Rose Lee. And I'm reminding you that the one, the only Echo Marie Tyler, Echo Tyler Marie, Echo, is here shortly, briefly. She will be here. Thank you all for being here on this particular, some places, this is a global show. So if you're listening in Australia, and it's, what is it, 14? I don't know how many hours later. Is it 17, 18 hours later? It's kind of a morning show in Indonesia and Asia. So if you're listening, you don't know about the heat, because it's winter for you guys. So in the Western Hemisphere, you got sweaters. And here in the, and this is not the Eastern Hemisphere, is it? That's the Western. That's the, anyway, here, it's hot. And, the Northeast, all across the Northeast, all across, up and down, North and South, are feeling the density of that thick, ugly humidity. So the little fan that I have, and believe me, I have a lot of little fans, but this one here, and this is only, let me see, put it on higher. Can I put it on higher? See if it makes any difference whatsoever. Well, now it's off. Here's low. Hear that hum? Medium. High. It's really not much of a difference at all. I can see it's just had this little thing. I'll give it a medium. So that's it. And that's it. Good night. No, good night. Look, stay here. Cause, you know, Echo I'm tired of that joke. I just do it for my own benefit. Like I do a lot of things, but I want to mention that, again, thank you all, TJ Savino at Twitter. No, yeah, it is Twitter. Twitter, at TJ Savino, not TJ Savino. You can tell Tom Savino's doing fine. He'll be back again with his show. Of course, you know he had a physical incident, and he had a health issue, and he's getting better. So thank you. He'll be back shortly. I don't know about shortly. August? August is shortly. It's right around the corner. We're already splitting July, right? And moving right into it. As time goes by, and does it go? It goes. You know what I found? I've been doing a massive cleanup of my home, and you know what it's like, because maybe you don't know what it's like. You don't have a home, but even if you have, like, just a room, if you have a room, you know that you collect and keep things you don't need and will never need. And for some reason or another, there are so many things we keep, we don't know what it's all about, and that goes for everything. That goes for a little receipts from what? Buying donuts 7 years ago to faded racetrack tickets, which obviously lost. So it doesn't matter if you could see it or not. Whatever, we do. And there's dust and dirt and all the other stuff that happens. I'm in this massive cleanup, which also is a kind of a restoration of this home, which has just increased in value, I'd like to say. And I did like to say it. I'll say it again. This house that has increased in value. See, I said it again. That's because I like to say it. And I'm doing a lot of stuff. So, and going through drawers and this huge desk that I have here. If this was television or if it was a fat cam, you would see it, but the heck. And, I find little things, notes, books, little composition books. I found something here, and this is what brought me to this before we go over and call our lovely, the lovely, exotic, and alluring Echo. I found this, you know, so I'm finding all these little things, and even snapshots. Why am I finding photographs in drawers? Shouldn't they be in books or bags or something? Shouldn't they be in albums? It says on-air notes. Crons, which of course Crons for Chronicles, and I just said I'm not going to look at this until we go on the air, and then I'm just going to go page by page and show you, because this really goes back, even though there's no date here. I don't think there's any date whatsoever. No, but this I know goes back. What do I mean by goes back? What are you talking about, Frank? I'm talking about, like, you know, when before there were podcasts. Hello. All right. That's right. I'm talking about before then. You know, technology is progressing so quickly that it's already gone. We're into another, even after this show, this will already be outdated, and the way we do it will be. But look at this. Look at this. You can't look at this. If I had a fat cam, you could, but you can't. So I'm just going to tell you about it. The first page, I open it up. You know what this is? No, you don't. You can't see this either. It's a, you know, I always talk about the Mead composition books, because that's where I keep my written notes, and I have tons of them all over the place, because if you have tons of them, they have to be all over the place. You know, green, black, but you know the type. It's the standard composition book. And I say Mead because those are the best, and those are the ones I use. College Room. Wide Ruled is what I like the best. But anyway, this is a little one called Popic Pocket Memo, 50 sheets, and it's, I don't know how, the size of what? It's not, you know, it's nowhere near that. It's like a mini. One, two, you could fit like four of these into the cover of a regular 8.5 by 11. I know I don't do the math, but you know what I'm talking about. So I open up a pocket memo on air notes for Crons. I had to keep notes, little things I wanted to say and did say, and who knows where they were said on what show. But the first page says, and now, back to our show. I had to write that down? I think because I had to say it here and there where it wasn't used. Because this show has never followed suit. What suit? I don't know. We never wore suits either. I think once or twice we did dress up for this show. But that's another story. And now, because you know why? Because you could say this anytime. And people only say it when they come back out of a commercial or something. They used to say disc jockeys or radio announcers. And now back to our show, right? But you could say it any time. See, you learn broadcasting here. You could just stop and go, you know, so this is Cotolo Chronicles. This is me, Frank Cotolo. And now back to our show. And, of course, I had a note in here, too, which I'm sure, which said this is not a program. It's a show. This is not a program. A program would be carefully put together It would have logs about time. It would have commercial. It would be very complicated. Never liked them when I was in brick and mortar radio. And what is a brick and mortar radio? Very heavy to carry around. It's like a boombox. Concrete boombox. Concrete boombox is a great name for a group. Ladies and gentlemen, Concrete Boombox. Let's hear from. So I had that note, but I opened up. Now, page two, I'm not even counting these. There's nothing on page two. Here's another one. Here's another one. Big, black, bold, uppercase letters. Email. Listen to this. Oh, yeah, well, once I asked this and I got a whole bunch of replies. Let me do it again right now. I want you to email to me. Because it's a demographics sometimes help, sometimes don't. Of course, you can get us on, you can listen to it on other stations. If you go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com, it'll tell you the stations, and then you go and find out the times that the show is rebroadcast. Rebroadcast. That's lifelike. This is live. That's lifelike. And I'm always live when I'm doing it, unless I'm lifelike. But I did that, and I said, here, I'm going to give you my email, which I do once in a while, fcatolo@yahoo.com. Yahoo! fcatolo@yahoo.com. Here's what you do. Email me. Say, hi, I'm whatever. First name. Then you don't have to give me a last name. I don't give a last name. And then these pieces of information. Your age, sex, location, interests, vocation, and how often you listen to this show, not just how often you listen, because I know, you know, it's like, Frank, how often do you listen when anybody, I do not a lot, 40% of the time, sometimes 50, sometimes 60, whatever. So there, so I asked it again. See, this came in handy. There's a note for cronies. And I have here the seven D's. Why? Why do I have the seven D's? Seven deadly sins. Can you name them? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. They're all there. Okay, we move on. Okay, how about this? My teeth are utterly filled with mango threads. You know, there were these little things we always said here and there, and they really go viral in terms of radio guys pick them up and say them, like a blowfish in a twine factory is the simile I've used for years. Why, this show's going like a blowfish in a twine factory, and of course, Jiggy Jaguar steals them all, but that's okay. They're not stolen, like, they're okay. You can use them, too. It says here, do every show as if it is your last, and one day you will be right. Okay, it said that. It said, podcasting now dwarfs terrestrial radio, which towers over satellite. I don't know why that's there. This is a beacon of light for lost ships in the night. I remember that one, because we're here in the night, and like Anil, in the deep Atlantic, there are ships that are picking up Wi-Fi or whatever, especially now. This is, and back then it was difficult to get. Today, it's not. So these ships, fishing ships, Coast Guard, and what other kind of ships are there? Cruise ships? They wouldn't be lost in the night. No, these ships are not lost. And I'm not saying that that they listen to this show, they find their way back to shore. And Doc, not going to happen. I don't know anything, and I can't give you the latitude and the longitude, or the longitude and the latitude. But I can say that this is a beacon of light for lost ships in the night. That's a metaphor. What's a metaphor, anyway? What's a metaphor for you? Okay, metaphor. Yeah, when your heart breaks, when your heart breaks. Look at this. There's poetry in this little book that's been hidden under hundreds of pieces of paper and bad credit cards. Well, not bad credit cards, but that is paper credit cards. Disney cards. Disney, where'd I get that? When your heart breaks, it's just one more beat. How about this? Today it's eggs, tomorrow it's Lipitor. These are just things. You could say these things. You know, you can. I'm giving them to you. Like somebody says something to you about anything, and you don't want to get engaged in the conversation. Let's say it's politics or religion or something, right? You know, just look at them, you know, and they're expecting you to either agree, disagree, have a conversation or have an argument or something. Instead of getting engaged in conflict or even agreeing and patting each other on the back, just say, today it's eggs, tomorrow it's Lipitor. It works. How about this? Svegle, esso inotte. Do you know, does anybody know what that means if you're not listening in Italy or you speak Italian? Svegle, esso inotte. Wake up, it's night. That's Wake Up, It's Night in Italian. One of the romance. Can you name the romance languages? Here they are. Greed, gluttony, wrath, sloth, envy, lust, and pride. Those are not, that's not this. Those are the seven deadlies. Seven D's, baby. Those are the seven D's. Those are not the. That's not the. I'm doing things on my window here. Segle, S.O.E. Note. I'm keeping this. This is your all-purpose alternative broadcast. And that's true, because it is all-purpose. And any purpose, whatever. I'm not reading them all. I just got here. Be careful. That's just cute one, huh? These are like, now today, you know, these were all written before there was Twitter. Today I could get on Twitter and just tweet these to all my 391 or 400... I was going to say members, but it's not followers. Be careful what you get. You just might have asked for it. See? Just switch it around there, too. These are things... I used to say this a lot on the show. I get great pleasure out of putting nothing where once there was something. I have a lot of... Yeah. Look at me. I have a macaroni necklace. I don't remember the origin of some of these, but they are great. Varying degrees of dudness. Oh, dudeness? Or, no, dudness. It's not dud. Not dudeness is not a thing. This is Philosophical Entertainment, the only alternative broadcast also available in Tasty Wafers. That's right. Cotolo Chronicles Tasty Wafers. There are other alternative broadcasts and there are other podcasts, but none of them, except this one, is available in Tasty Wafer form. Razzmatazz and all that jazz, huh? There's one. Hey, razzmatazz and all that jazz. Neo-postmodernism, of course. That's a big, big part. We're almost done. A monkey piloted trip to the moon. Remember that. That was made up by the artist D, I believe. Rediscovery of gelatin. What? I don't know. And then it's a great movie that we were going to make if we could. It's about a French girl. Check this. During World War II, a French girl who has to build a structure. She's taken hostage, or I guess I'd call hostage. You want money? She's taken prisoner by the Japanese in World War II. She's a French girl taken, and they make her build a structure. That's right. We're talking about the long lost film Bridget on the River Kwai. See, there's jokes in here, too. Look at this. There's nothing digital about being a sailor, except, as I said, in the night, blank canvas. And here's one that came from Connecticut. This one. You can only have so many submarines. That's what they said at the submarine factory. I think that's going to be it. This is a couple of telephone numbers here I don't think I need to give out over the air. I'm keeping this, of course, it going into the arc. Someday, down here, I'm going to have a Cotolo Chronicles museum. Maybe that would be a good idea. Yeah, a museum. Down here, this is, it's a museum as it is, because there's plenty of crap down here that was here during the actual, you know, when you listen to this show, the images that you have are larger than they appear. Oh, no, it's closer than they appear or larger. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man, his name is the title of the show. This is Cotolo Chronicles. We're here as much as we can be every week, Thursday, live, and then lifelike, which is where you might be listening to on a rebroadcast. You go to frankcotolo@amazon.com and buy the books. Buy the books. The books are digital. Go there. Buy the books that are there. Then... You still not having still not having spent over $10, go over to Lulu and download those digital books. And then still not having spent $15, $16, go to blurb.com. Let me tell you something, that for under $25, decently, maybe even close to just $20, you can get all the digital books I have written so far. I haven't written digital books. It's not like you open it up and it's just zeros and ones on every page. What I mean is these are digital, like Kindle-like. Boy, I don't know what else to say. You read them on a computer, on an iTab or an iTub. Hey, you know what? Maybe they're going to come out with that soon. Something that you know, you could bathe in. you know, on a digital bathtub, the iTub. And listen, I give out ideas. I give out all sorts of things, just like I gave out stuff you could say in conversations when you don't want to have them. Everything that happens here is free. So because of that, we sell books. And the books are great. And thank you for people who keep buying the books. And thank you for the people. Go get the books and read the other stuff. 148.ca/Frank. Everybody wants a slash Frank. Also, Rocket Science, ForCulture.com. Rocket Science. The new one will be out on Monday, and there's a lot of good material on there. And, of course, the Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Forethought is the name of the live stream on YouTube. And I've been there so far every week. Maybe I'll be there every week again, along with the artist Steve Vanilla Child, some other people that are there. Ray Cotolo, of course, who we'd like to just shout out. Shout, I hate that. I should never say that. Never say shout out. See, you gotta emphasize. And I don't mind making mistakes, okay? Ray Cotolo, who's also has his own show on Friday nights on SRN, but it's his birthday today, and I want to wish him happy birthday, as I have on Facebook. You know, today, forget about it. I sent him a 1-2-3 greetings. Do you do 1-2-3 greetings? They're free, and they're stupid. They're little cartoons, and they're dumb, but what the hell, right? What the hell? Pretty soon, we're going to hope that Echo Tyler, you know, on Skype, she's just Echo Tyler. See, forget about the Marie. Let's just call her Echo. E.T. I just realized that. As soon as we see the color turned, I love her little icon. Well, it doesn't show her pretty face, but it shows some of her pretty body. I know, I don't want to sound like a misogynist when I talk with her or at her, you know, but she's gorgeous and I love her and she's great and she's a great model and, you know, that's what it's all about. And she's going to have words of wisdom from that particular, I'm going to talk about the dark and spark the sparkling, dark, riptide, heart-dumping nightlife in which she works in Los Angeles, California. Hollywood to be. Hooray for Hollywood. That no good sinking, no. Anyway, my name is Frank Atoll, and the man's name adorns the title of the show. As soon as Echo Tyler is available, I'm going to call her. You bet. And what else? We're going to have other things as the weeks go on. Other things. I don't mean things. I don't want to say guests or things. They're not things. Guests. Gary Pope will be coming back, I'm sure. Dr. Woldar. I'm getting three all mixed up. Dr. Woldar. I have to get in touch with again. He's always been so busy, and you know, because he's a teacher and he tells people things that's important. Not like this crap that we do here. You know, I mean, really, I mean, it's just like, you know, so, you know, you have respect for people. Dr. Popoli's out there teaching. Dr. Woldar's teaching. This is important stuff, okay? I'm the first one to say, maybe in the last half hour, that this is important stuff, not like the junk we do here. That's just entertaining, and once in a while you learn something. But, you know, it's not like anybody is being healed from this. But, you know, it's as good as a telemarketer or a televangeler or a televangelist marketer or whatever. I said telemarketer? I meant televangelist. They are telemarketers. What else can I tell you with all the stuff that's going on? We're going to have more people on here, more guests. And when there aren't guests, we're still going to do the Dada News. The Dada News will be a part of the show whenever I do my wham, bam, thank you, ma'am shows, which, of course, is just the drum roll, not drum roll, the drum solo shows. That's when I just do my own show. My own show, it is my show. In other words, when I just talk, not in other words, in those words, I just talk about things and what have you. And we got plenty of other great things to talk about, too, when time goes on. We're going to have, that's right, let me tell you, Stacy Wilson is going to be on again because she's been so busy doing movies and everything, but she's great, and we'll talk to her. She'll be on again. We're going to talk about the Ventures movie, which is interesting. Her father was one of the Ventures, a great rock and roll, well, not even just rock. They were an instrumental group, guitar and drums instrumental group from way back then. And what else are we going to have on? We're going to get into some classic shows along the way. Roller Derby for females. So that was a great show. We're going to do that one again. Alan Watts' son, Mark Watts. We're going to rerun that. We've had, remember, you could, if you write to me, fcatolo@yahoo.com. If you remember a show or what have you, I will, do it. Not necessarily as a rerun, but, you know, we'll do it inside of a regular show. What did I just say? You know what I mean. We're like, we're doing a live show and then we'll give you clips from the old show. So all that stuff is happening, and it's happening whenever it goes on. Let's see if... Call Skype. Let's see if Echo Tyler's home and ready. Echo. Hey, it stopped ringing. Doop, doop, doop. Echo! I don't hear an echo. I don't hear a ring. You know, I had to remind, I reminded her like 100 times too. Cause she's a busy girl, you know, and she's out there. This is like not something she does a lot. Thank goodness she does it for us. It's trying to connect to Echo Tyler here on Cotolo Chronicles. And when we hear that voice, we'll know that voice. And, now I see her icon bigger. It's from one of her shoots, one of her model shoots. It says video. We're not doing a video. We're doing, it says connecting, connecting. Let's try again. What do you say? Okay. Echo Tyler, no answer. Send an IM video. How do you do that? Hey. Send an IM. Or retry recalling. Yeah, I know. Did I go a little bit too early? Or, you know she's going to be a little late. Right? You know that. What is this thing? Retry call. Let's try again. Doop, 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 doop. Try it again there. Because, you know, she might... I know she's on her computer. Or if she's borrowing someone's computer, I don't know. Or she's on her phone. Echo, how you sit and look at this picture all night, but it's not going to help you any because we don't have a fat cam, so I can't show you them. I could tell you where, you know, do you believe that I could not think of message? You message? No, I couldn't think of the word search. Jeez, how long have I been involved in this? If you search Echo Tyler, you'll find her. Okay, she's not there right now. Which is 6:30 in PA time, and we'll try her again then. Okay, no answer. Let's leave her a what? Let's leave her a message. Hey, call me back. Oh yeah, okay. Showtime on Cotolo Chronicle. Anything could have happened, you know, and that's all right because these things happen. And there are people we expect to have various... There's another things I found. Let's just keep talking about the things I have found while cleaning up that are related to this wonderful show of ours through the years. God, we've been here a long time. Now, I don't mean tonight. Some of you are saying, are you kidding me? It's already... Aye, aye, aye. But... We have, like, you know, I don't even, you know, when I mentioned before about credit cards and stuff, I have a preferred player card from Guitar Center. I wonder if these things are any good if you keep them. I mean, why do we even have, I know why I had this, because once I bought a guitar for my son, trying to get credit, and I used this. What did I buy him? I think I bought him that white, what was it? Wow, amazing. Amazing. They had all this stuff. Some of it's still in the house. All of it's still in the house, I think. But I don't seem to have a recollection of exactly what that might have been. Okay, but this is one. This is I didn't know I had. And I'm not going to get involved in why I have this. But it's very old. It's a Angel credit card. Angel is the brand name for Victoria's Secret. No, not for me. Uh-oh, it's fallen, and it can't get up. It's down here. Here it is, right now. Okay, I got it. Look at this. I don't know what year. When do these things go out of date? Oh, that's right. They're only, right, they have a date, right? They say good until, or is that just Visa and MasterCard? This says zero. It has a number on it, and on the right, where it's supposed to say, it says zero. So I guess it's good forever. It's got a toll-free number on here. I wonder if that's still good. I'm not going to throw that one out because you never know when I want to buy something for someone who likes that stuff. Wait a second. I guess that's all online, too. You know what's been happening. you do know that the commercial, no, it's not commercial, the live, I don't know what to call it. Is it the brick and mortar stores, commercial stores, you know, places where you literally go in live, not online. I mean, you don't buy online, you buy live. In stores, remember stores, malls, closing down? What's happening is that a lot of stores that are going out of business because nobody's going in them anymore, and the stores are going to be too, you know, with rent and everything and insurance and all the stuff you have to keep a store open, it's expensive. If people don't come in and buy stuff, the store closes. This is simple economics, my friends, okay? So a lot of these big companies are getting websites. Let's face it, no overhead, right? What do you need? What do you need? Someone to keep the website going and make sure that your database is working and the ordering. There's programs for all that stuff. You don't need 17 people stocking, restocking. Maybe you don't even sell stockings. You know what I'm saying? So whatever is the case, you could buy online, and everyone's buying more online. And you know, they weren't buying more online until phones became pretty much common regalia for your everyday walking wherever you go. People always have their phones with them. Today, even if you have a crappy phone like I have, although I recently bought an it's not a tab. What's the other one? IQ? IQ? I have an IQ. No, an iTab, it's a tablet. What's the little one? I forgot. I don't know. It's an iPuppet. Yes, I have an iPuppet, and I take it everywhere I go. But ever since, let's say a mobile gadget. Because you have a mobile gadget, you can take that mobile gadget, and wherever you go, obviously you could call people if you have a phone on there. Some of them don't have phones. And you connect to Wi-Fi, and you go sit in a coffee shop, and you do your interweb stuff. Everything you do is done through the phone. And you can order things, of course, not just Amazon. Now Amazon is, although it's the largest, and now they make movies. Amazon's making movies. This is how much money they make. Okay? Whew. I'd like to grab some of that stuff. I'd take Thursday nights off. I would retire from Cthulhu Chronicles. Maybe not. Maybe not. Whenever, whatever. I don't know. But I'm sure that Victoria's Secret, I have a card right here. The card may still be. I like to look at the. What is that called anyway? I don't even know what it's called. The soundscape thing. Digital board. It's not a digital board. I don't know what the hell. Okay, this is a card, and I don't know if the card is still good, but I know that they must have a website if they're still in business. You don't even know if they're still in business. I remember the store. This store was in a mall nearby, and the mall is still open, but I'll bet you I haven't been in that mall in ages, and I used to go to the mall to buy things or what have you because there were certain stores there. Maybe it's down to like really specialty stores, and they're the only ones that can manage staying open. What do you think? I don't know. Let's try. Oh, wow. Wait a sec. No. Is that? No. You can call Skype. That's a Skype. We'll try her again while we're talking here. These stores are going out of business quicker than a blowfish in a twine factory. Right? Quicker than a worm in a tequila shot. Just made that one up. It says connecting, though. That's what bothers me. It says connecting. And that's what's bothering me about this, not that that she's not there or she's on a gadget or something that won't work. I wonder if can I use the telephone? It says call Skype phone, but I don't even know how Skype works anymore, for gosh sakes. Everything changes every moment. There's always another update. There's always another edition. There's always another, you know, the latest. See, she's not there. Her eyes are clear and bright, but she's not there. No answer again. From Echo Tyler. I wonder what happens if I call the phone. Should I try? Call mobile? No, because I don't have a mobile account. He goes, get out of here. You don't have a mobile account. Stop it, Frank. Stop it. Okay. So, your favorite store. I'll give you an example. Sears. which was a place, let me tell you, Sears, you know, when I was a kid, my father hated Sears. Sears and Roebuck. Remember, I don't know what happened to Mr. Roebuck. Somewhere along the line, that just became Sears. Not Sears and Roebuck. I don't know where Mr. Roebuck died, or he saw Sears bought him out, or they just said, you know what, make him a silent partner. Because people don't, Sears and Roebuck sounds like a burlesque act. And we don't want that, do we? I don't know. There's a 3-hour difference, isn't there? From where My name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. This is Cotolo Chronicles. And we're heading up towards the second hour. I don't care when she comes on. As long as she comes on. As long as she comes on to me. Da-da-ch, da-da-ch. I do a drum roll with my mouth. That's pretty dumb, but this is radio, and radio is dumb. My father hated Sears and Roebuck. Everything about, you want to read some funny stories about my father, you got to read Molotov Memoirs and Molotov Memoirs, more Molotov Memoirs, the two books, which you can get $5.99 for the digital. $5.99, what are you, nuts? Yes, that's terrific, with illustrations exclusively by Stephen Gessick. T. Stephen Gessick, to you. Great stuff. He's been having shows of his sculptures and everything and everything? His shows and, no, sculptures and, he doesn't have exhibits of everything he has. For God's sakes, no. His artwork, a lot of exhibits, in Los Angeles for, T. Stephen Gessick. You want to get there whenever you see that name. And I don't know whether it's LA Weekly or any other various, hey, you know what? I wonder if, you know what? No, I guess that is her. I'm going to search for something here. Echo Marie Tyler. Let me see something. Echo Marie Tyler Wilde? I think she said something like there was another one. Search that. No results. Okay, so then that was wrong. How about Echo Wilde? Echo Marie Wilde. Maybe she has another Echo Tyler Wilde. Let's try that one. Yeah, this is it. Oh, ready to change the world. Oh, it's the same one. It's the same one I have. It's the one I've been calling, friends. It's the one I continue to call. Now what? Oh, okay, forget it. Kill that. And go back to Echo Tyler. So, maybe the time is off or whatever. I hope she's okay, though. That's the first thing I think about. I'll tell you about my father in Sears. Wait. First thing I always think about, maybe that's because of how I was brought up, and probably because everything is about how you were brought up, correct? Everything is about your mother, your father, stepmother, stepfathers, whatever, your aunt, your uncle, whoever brought you up. You know, it's all about that. And it's like someone, the first thing you think about when someone isn't somewhere they said they would be, whether it's on the phone, whether it's, they said they'd be home, of course they'd be on the phone, whether it's at work, or whether you meet them somewhere, or you're gonna meet them somewhere, whoever this person may be, the first thing, and maybe this is a New Yorker thing, the first thing that comes to the mind of a New Yorker is, I hope they're alright. It's just one person. I hope he's alright. I hope she's alright. Because why on earth would they be late? You know? Really, because being late, let's face it, being late is, oh wow, just took my headphones off. I'm sweltering in sweat around my ears. What I'm saying is, being late is, never something anyone expects. Now there are people who are always late, and you kind of give them, I'm giving Echo a pass here, because any number of things could have happened. But that's not what I think about. Right off the bat. And that's the, that just happens because where you, you know, who you grew up with, mommy, daddy told you this or told you that. So it's like, uh-oh, and you think harm right away. Well, I do. And a lot of people, I think it's a New York thing. Even though it could be harm, even though, you know, because it's a neurosis, I think, right? That's a neurosis. City, it's urban neurosis. And even though you know, especially as you get older and get wiser, And I hope you get wiser when you get older. Otherwise, yeah, there's just no reason to get older because it's all about getting smarter, right? It's all about getting smarter and less afraid. And not afraid at all. It's all about, forget about the psychology and the philosophy. What I'm saying is I always think, it always comes to mind, and that childhood thing always comes to mind, uh-oh, I hope nothing happened to her, to him, whoever it is, you know? First thing that comes, and then, as soon as you plant that seed in your mind, that little neurotic thing, as soon as you put that in your mind, what happens? You start making things up. And that's bad, because you should really think the best, you know, and that there's a great excuse along the way, other than, you know, ding dong, other than something happened. But I'll keep trying, because, let's try again here. Call Skype. Now, yours is what's funny, though. It says connecting, and then it stops ringing. That's what's really weird. Video's not running. I didn't call video. I called, you see? And that's what's really weird. It says connecting. And then again, this, Skype thing bugs the daylights out of me. It says connect, pending contact requests. Is it possible? Let me turn on this. Is it possible that an email? Okay, forget about it. Hold on there. Is it possible that an email is now? No, that's a completely useless, wasteless email, the one I need there. You know, I could go to Facebook. You know what I could do? I could look for her. I could go to Facebook, which I'm going to do right now. Oops. Oh, wow, that's a big window. That's a big window. Let me go to Facebook and see let me move my microphone here. But anyway, my father hated Sears because, and I'll tell you why he hated Sears while I do this, which is, this is kind of a, I guess this is multitasking. Although, not when I interrupt myself to do the single thing. Then it's unitasking. My father was a plumber, and Sears and Roebuck had a plumbing service. And my father used to be called, hold on now, I can't do this, man. And you know what, and wait. I'm doing this without, I'm typing and I can't see, I can't see the letters on my, I kept on telling you that, right? The letters on my keyboard are gone. I'm hoping I typed the correct. Yes, I did. I typed the correct. Uh-oh, there's a message here. I typed the correct chat. What's that? What's going on here? Why is everything here? Messenger says there's a message here. Uh-oh. Now I'm going to sit and I'm really going, uh-oh. Tom, Mary, Echo. I hope it's not from Echo. No messages. Oh, Echo. I'll be on soon. Okay, baby. All right. Okay. I'll be on soon. And we'll wait for you. Okay. Okay. I'm going to do this here. Okay. Okay. I will wait for you, forever, for I will wait. Okay. Okay. So there it is. She invited me to Messenger. What does that mean? It is a Messenger. Maybe that's what that was all about. Good thing. Why didn't I decide to do this? It doesn't matter. She said she'd be on soon. She will be on soon. Echo, Tyler will be here. She's just late. And I'm glad because now here we go again, right? Now I know she's not harmed. That's good. And let me tell you something. An hour, even though it's not 2 hours of Echo, 15 minutes is worth it. So stay with us here, Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man in the name of Don, title of the show. I am the bard of broadcasting, and I am the third man. So my father would always get calls to repair the things that people repaired from the Sears and Roebuck plumbing department service. They had a service, plumbing service, okay? And they would send plumbers, or people who were, well, my father didn't think they were plumbers, because they, oh, he's screwing up things. Jesus Crimmins Almighty, he would say. Jesus Crimmins Almighty. I gotta pass that on. I gotta make sure everybody's saying that when they get, there's a declaration. You know, some people, oh crap. They say, oh this, oh that. My father said, and I know a lot of you have heard me say this before, Jesus Crimmins Almighty. And someday again, I'll explain it to you. What Crimmins? What the heck does that mean? Is that another way of saying Christ? Is that another language to say Christ? I don't know. He would, and this is funny too, because it meant work for him. So why would he be pissed off? Because he was a plumber, because he had the audacity to have pride in doing a job right. What else could he do? He's a plumber. It's not like, you know, not like he was a poet. He became a plumber. He had to be a plumber. He's a plumber, and he did it. He plumbed as well as he could plumb, and nobody ever complained that Ralph misplumbed. He didn't misplumb. He plumbed all righty. So he would hate it when he had to go fix something, and it was broken or misfixed. What would be the word? It was incorrectly fixed, or it was not completely fixed. You can't fix, I'm not going to say fixed wrong, because if it's fixed, it's right, right? Something that wasn't fixed, which someone paid to be fixed, and he had to fix it, because they didn't fix it when, or even built it, even if it was new. Like, you know, there'd be new pipes, but like people would put in, say we got here, like someone would go to Sears, and they have a bathroom sink, right? Someone's got to install that bathroom sink. So the Sears people say, of course they want the business. I don't think they do this anymore. I don't even think they have a plumbing department anymore. They probably sell plumbing stuff. But anyway, they're going to business soon anyway. So it doesn't matter if it's another victim of the zeros and ones, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and germs and all that stuff, comrades and people. So you'd buy the sink and you'd say, I love this sink. How am I going to put it in? You're not going to put it in. Why, Sears has a plumbing service and they can put it in for you. Oh, what a great idea. You know, maybe they give you a break on, then maybe they give you a break. I need 10 minutes and more than 10 minutes. Women, huh? So. And the people that Sears sent out, who were supposedly plumbers, because you have to be a plumber to plumb, my father deplored their service because they would, and I think this is why though, it's not because he got work, but when they installed something, I don't think that's even the word for a sink, when you install something or you put something in. When you put something in, I guess install's all I could say. It doesn't sound right. He installed my sink. When you install a sink, they would do it, and they would make more work for my father. In other words, if my father was the one that they paid to put the sink in so that it worked correctly and the pipes are right and the hot water was with the hot water and the cold water and all this stuff, all the bells and whistles, although you don't have bells, and it's very expensive to buy a sink with bells and whistles, I may add, and I do add, and I just did. So what I'm saying is, when they did it, and then they had to call a plumber, and then my plumber, my father came, and was like, oh, this is a Sears job. And this is like, I could have put the thing in, made the money to put it in, and what? And it would have worked. It wouldn't have needed another plumber. Now, even though Sears had a warranty for this, I believe they had a warranty. I don't know if it came with the service, with the purchase. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't remember what they did. But the point I'm trying to make is my father would be called in to fix this already set up Sears serviced item. A sink, a toilet top, anything. I don't know, whatever it is that plumbers do, you know. And it would cause my father more work than if he had done it from scratch. That's why he got pissed. And so, And so he became a walking, talking, come by Sears, don't even mention Sears to me. Even, and then it would, and it carried over, because he said, you know, if that's the way they do business in that plumbing part of their organization, then everything else must be crap. This is a lot of people thought like this. Not totally, fair, right? But maybe not fair at all. I don't know. Because he didn't have the evidence for anything else. But you see what I'm saying? But that was it. He said, not this. All he had to do was say, Sears, where'd you get that? Hey, oh yeah, look at that. What do you got there? Oh, I got an electric saw. Where'd you get it? Sears. Sears, that's Fremen's almighty. That's going to break down or something's going to happen. Don't bring it back. Don't go to Sears. Go to another place. You know, there were other places. Sears wasn't the only department store, but it was so massive at that time. And remember, Sears, when before there was an internet, before there were huge stores, Sears had a catalog, which was the historic version of the website, the big Sears catalog. There were places in this country and other countries where even if there was a store, it would take forever to get there because you only had a horse and buggy, or you didn't have a car, or you had a car that went slow, or the train that didn't go through the town. So you would use the mail. The mail. Remember the mail, not the email. Okay? Not these, the mail. Not the FedEx. The mail. Not the UPS. The mail. And so people would buy mail order the Sears catalog, and the Sears catalog sold everything. So when Sears started making stores, they still had to have the catalog because there were people who couldn't get to the stores, and there weren't that many stores. And then later on, of course, cars. What is that? That's my chicken. My chicken salad. And the stuff coming up. There were stores. Let's try Echo. Although I don't know if it would say online here. Anyway, let's try it again while we're talking. So and my father said, "Don't go to Sears." Hey, it's going to ring more. No, connecting, but it doesn't connect. And so all you had to do was say Sears. I got this at Sears. It didn't matter. Don't even go to the music department. He bought drums. Where'd he get those drums? He bought them at Sears in the music department. Jesus Crimmins almighty! My drums are going to be, you're going to put holes in the drums. It's not even going to work. He hated Sears. You didn't want to even say Sears in his presence, because that was just, you were going to get the J C A. Always loud too. Never said it low. Like some people go, oh crap. You know me, I hate to use the S word, but they would say, oh crap, low, or they go, oh crap, I know, crap, oh crap. Different volumes, different dynamics to saying it, but not my father. When it came to JCA, it was always loud. So he said, Sears.
Jesus Christ almighty!
And I'm like, I think I'm an octave. Because I still, I mean, you know, I've lived longer than my father, and my voice is still, I think, an octave higher than his was when he was alive. Obviously, because I don't have a voice now. They say, people say things like that. You know, when he was alive, his voice was, yeah, no, oh, really? Oh, when he was alive, what was his, before he was alive? Hey, before he was even born, what was his voice like? And afterwards, what was his voice like? What's his voice like now? You know me, I'm on this campaign. You know, it's picking up. You could hear the fan. Even though it's not really close to me, but I see it. I see it moving on the meter. My name is Frank Cotolo. Mano's name adorns the title of the show as we go into the second hour. I'm not going to do the Dada News because you know what will happen. I'll start the Dada News, and Echo will be there. She needed a little bit more time, as women always need a little bit more time. I knew a couple. I forgot his name. Her name was Leslie. I forgot his name. He was a magician. Seriously. Seriously, he was a magician. Oh, wait a second. What's this? Oh, no, that's someone else's online. Hey, look, Andrew Woldar's online. Well, we'll get him. We'll get him on another show. Here's what I'm saying. I knew a couple. He was a magician. She was, I don't know what she did, but I remember her name was Leslie, and I forgot his name. No, you're not getting last names here. I don't know where these people are anyway anymore. And they were the exact opposite in terms of the stereotype of a woman and a man. You know, that's like I just said, she's a woman, she needs more time. That's my father. Sears, it all sucks. You know, all women need more time. So women do take more time to get ready than men, period. All right, so that's it. And there's always some, okay, so we know that. But it's not a chronic thing. There are women, but I guess it's more than, just like women don't get as high pay as men. So women take longer to get ready to go out than men. Because there's other things they do, you know, not a real, you know, okay, so men, okay, we know that. I'm not here to verify that or to lessen the critiques of it. What I'm going to tell you here though now is I knew a couple of the exact opposite. He took longer than her to go out. She was a very gypsy-like gal. This is kind of like Darman Greg. Remember that TV show where he was prim and proper and she was rich and she was the daughter of hippies. Well, he was a magician, and now magicians are very particular. I don't think there's a magician out there who isn't, is it a OCD? Who isn't really, doesn't really have that, particularness. That's not a word, isn't it? Peculiarity of wanting everything so much, so in place. You know, kind of the OCD thing, the kind of thing the character Monk had on the television detective show, as opposed to the television comedy show Monk. See, I had done it, the show Monk. So, why does this send video message? It's not a video message. It's a call. So what was my point? Oh, yeah. They were the exact opposite. She could be ready in no time. Cause, we used to go out. Used to do four, you know, couples. Go out with them. And he was fun. It was fun, always fun knowing a magician. This is back in New York. This is before I went to Hollywood. But she was the opposite. If you looked at, in other words, you knew this too, cause if you looked at her dresser and his dresser, his socks, you know, folded neatly in piles, and they're all folded the same way, uniformity, okay, spotless drawers. You know, and hers were like, you know, she threw her underwear in one. One is just a big, one drawer, big drawer of underwear, and another one of, you know, just sweaters are just folded differently, every sweater, every blouse. So, while I'm talking, I'm going to check and see if anything else came over here on, no, it didn't. Okay. Over here on what? Facebook. You know, you can be my friend on Facebook too. You could be my friend on Facebook too. You can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Just go to Frank Cotolo and say, request. Request friendship. Friendship is what you get. And, you can send me things or whatever. I don't know. I know people are doing, a lot of people are doing, Facebook, video on Facebook. Anyway, forget about that. What I'm saying to you is, they were the exact opposite. And you could see how they dressed too, because, you know, she would wear very, you know, gypsy-like, casual, I don't know what they used to call them, pauper. They used to call them pauper, didn't they? Girls' blouses, pauper, you know, and schmucks. Schmuck! They had schmucks. Schmuck! But you know, she, and colorful paisley things, you know, and he was always, a shirt with a collar, not always a tie, but a shirt with a collar, always pressed, you know, nothing wrinkled. That's odd. And, speaking of using the word odd, of course, that's where the odd couple was the, conflict of unity? Unity of conflict of unity? What did I just say? I'm trying to say it in the literary term for it. Literary of contrast of literary? No, it's not it. I can't think of it right now. You look it up, or I'll remember it and I'll write you, or I'll call you. I'll get you on. Unity of opposites. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was my subconscious. Came through again. shoved through the message, unity of opposites. It's what we use. The Odd Couple, the very famous play, which became a very famous movie, which became a very famous. Did you notice I'm not saying legendary? I will not say legendary where legendary does not fit as a word. As a description, okay, I'm going strictly by definition. So, he was a good magician too. He used to do incredible, he used to come to the house, come to the apartment and you just do trick. He goes, hey, I got a new trick for you. Here's three rings and a deck of cards, you know. And goes, yeah, three rings and a deck of cards. Voila! And then, you know, goes, now go look in the bathroom. They go in the bathroom and in the toilet. But, you know, I'm just making this up, but this is the idea of it. You know, and then the deck of cards would be strewn across the tub. With all the hearts and all the plays. I don't know how he did these things, but he was honest about it. You know, it is magic. We all want to believe it's magic. But he was so precise, and you have to be precise. And did you ever see a sloppy magician? No. You can't be sloppy. You have to be seamless if you're a magician. Seamless. You have to be perfect. Otherwise, you blow the trick. You blow the trick, you blow the whole thing. See if she's ready now. I'll keep trying. It took long enough to get her to be on the show because she's busy and dancing and all sorts of stuff. And now she's needing 10 more minutes. I'm going to need another hour. Oh, Echo, you delicious, gorgeous dancer, you. This doesn't help. It's always possible. It's always possible. It's not just her. It could happen anyway. But who is pending contact requests? And what is this with Skype? Why do they always have, you need to install a new Skype. Time to install a new Skype. And then, you know, the window comes up. Now? Want to do it now or later? Want to do it now or later? Keeps busting your horns until you do it. And I don't know why it has to do it all this time. Why? Why does it have to do it so often? What is wrong with the Skype I have? Anyway, that's the Sears story, and you're listening to Cotolo Chronicles. It's me, Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. What show? And now, back to our show. This is Cotolo Chronicles, and of course you know Cotolo Chronicles, the beacon of light for lost ships in the night. That's right. This Svegle esso in notte. It's your all-purpose alternative broadcast. And what? The only alternative broadcast also available in tasty wafers. I'd like to see you go to your, you can't say supermarket franchises are different everywhere you go. So I can't say I'd like to see you go to your local Giant when you don't have Giant in your city. Say you're living in Los Angeles, you go, I'd like to see you go to your local Ralph's. You don't have Ralph's anywhere else but there. What else are there? There are, you know, I mean, there are the massive ones. Of course, the Walmarts, Costco's, Costmarts, Walmart, Costco, Costmart, Walmart, by the way. If I told my father, I would say, you know, Dad, if you don't buy it at that other place you hate, you could always buy it at Kmart. And he would go, really? Yeah. Wait a second. I found out today you shouldn't do that because Kmart is owned by Sears. Kmart? Sears? Jesus Crimmins Almighty!
Crimmins Almighty.
You know, when you have a high voice and you try to go with... I mean, here's as low as I can go. And I have to get very close to the microphone. By the way, anybody who's in Linglestown, Pennsylvania, tomorrow night, come on over. I got a live show at St. Thomas Roasters. Oh, that's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. Sometimes my son Jack accompanies me. We sing songs. We don't just sing songs. And by the way, there's songs no one sings acoustically at You know, I never did the research on this. I just know that we do very unique songs through the ages. You know, not, this is not just singing, what kind of music, you know, I said, people, what kind of music do you do? Well, we do, you know, we could do anything from George M. Cohen, and silent movies, music, to now, to today. And, you know, Tony Bennett, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Bee Gees, Wilson Pickett. You know, you just name it and you get it. What's it? Les Ford and Mary Ford. Les Paul and Mary Ford. Mm-hmm. So we're giving Echo 10 minutes. She'll need another 10 minutes to get ready. I'm sure she's doing something and it is very important. And I had told her, I said, look, you know, if something happens, don't worry about it. Because I don't, you know, this is, I'm blessed to have anybody on the show. Anybody who wants to come on the show, who will work on the, I know works on the show. I mean, I don't have anybody on the show. But, I appreciate the fact that they will take the time out to be here. That's why I give them all the promotions I can. I'm gonna have other stuff, through August. We're gonna have some other people on. Too, some surprise guests. And if surprise guests are listening, they know who I'm talking about. I didn't make it a surprise right now because I don't, I know people by, I'm not even getting into it. The point is we're going to have, hey, Heather Drain should come back, shouldn't she? Stacey Wilson's gonna come back. Heather Drain's gonna come back. These people, and I have to work within their, you know, I'm live on a certain time. I'm live at a certain time. Oh yeah. I don't, now people said to me, you know, you should do Skype does, they have ads now that come on the top. That's how they're making money. Harry's Blades. Harry's, shaving blades is right now. Learn more, it says about Harry. When I learn more how to get Harry's, again, here are things you would buy at Sears. Sears! Jesus Christ Almighty! Or other stores, and now you get them online. Even shaving, right? Blades. I got news for you. And you, this is not news. You should know this already. I refinanced my house. I don't know now. I don't know. 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Online! And I could not be happier. And I will give a free plug. Just like I do once in a while, I'll tell you something, someone did something horrible and a company or what have you, I'll tell you the stories. And there are horror stories I haven't even begun to talk to you about, even as they happen or after they happen. But Quicken Loans, all of it done on the phone. One person, one live body came to verify something or notarize something. The rest was all done on the phone and with paperwork and emailing PDFs and stuff. Banks. And, you know, amazing. Amazing. They saved me from a mortgage company, which if I even knew their name right now, I'd tell you, because they were rotten. And they were ruthless. And there's Quicken Loans. Now, there's a lot of other places that do loans now. I don't know their names. Oh, Rocket Mortgage is Quicken Loans. There are a lot of places that do that kind of business over the interweb. But, they're all spin-offs. I think Quicken Loans was the first one. And Quicken Loans, it's talking about Quicken. What a remarkable story, that you can look up, because I'm not going to tell you the remarkable story. But, they saved downtown Detroit on top of saving people. And they, you know, it was tough back then. There were things going on. You couldn't get remortgaged. And the people who mortgage you trying to suck the living, trying to suck you dry of every penny. So you can't eat. And then you have to default. And then you have to go into bankruptcy. Defaultrupcy. I just made up a word. By the way, let me endorse something that's happening. If you haven't seen it yet on TNT. Turner Network, Turner. I don't know what TNT stands for. Dynamite. That's what it stands for. Sorry, Jimmy. Dynamite. Good old friend Jimmy Walker. Is that Walker? I don't even know. Yeah, such a good friend. You don't even know his last name. Here, listen. The series is called Will. W-I-L-L. Grace is gone. It's just Will. Anyway, it's a fictionalized and yet based on definite history and historic facts and things we do know about William Shakespeare and London in a very ugly, ugly time of the world in England. And a very ugly time in England. All sorts of stuff going on. This is a one, I saw the first two chapters, episodes. They played them back to back on Monday, and I think it's on Monday again. I'm giving this a, I'm giving it a half a thumb up or two thumb, I don't know, whatever. I don't have a rating system. But you know how I am with Shakespeare. And what reminded me of that was I just made up a word. And there's a great part in there where, cause so many things we say, expressions and what have you, come from Shakespeare plays and from his writing. And they weren't words before. And there's a part in chapter one, I think, of episode, I'm saying chapter, it's not a book, of this series, where he creates the word bedazzled, and the actor goes, it's not bedazzled, it's bedeviled. He goes, no, you made up a word, you can't make up a word. They told him he couldn't make up a word, and he said, yes, I can. And if people didn't make up words, then, you know, we'd still be speaking grunts or something like that. Watch it for the correct dialogue. But it's wonderful. So here and there you can make up a word. Just don't, well, you know, he had reason to make up words, though. It was for drama, sir, a drama purposes. Okay? But he didn't take a word like legend and make it into another definition. If you create a word, that has nothing to do with your word will have a definition. But you take a word that already exists and you make another definition out of it, or you add to the definition, then you're ruining the first, I know words have different definitions. But if, you know, you could, let's see if time, see if Echo's still there. Hello, Echo. On Skype. Let's try again. Then we'll look over at... See, there's always something. Even when I have guests, there's always something to do and talk about. Because there's... you know, if I planned the show, I'd be in trouble. See, if I did what other people do, like get ready for the show, mentally and content-wise... You know, I mean, sometimes I say like, well, here's what we're going to talk about. And then, you know, we start off there and we never talk about the rest of it. Excuse me. Oh, boy. Coffee's cold now. It's not that cold. Yeah, I did tell you. Replenish your precious bodily fluids. It says connecting, but it's not connecting. So we'll hang up. Send an IM video message. I know, and she knows. And don't worry about it. She'll be back if she doesn't make it this time around. Or maybe I'll just talk to her after the show. Have our own private conversation. And, well, you know, you say, yeah, well, you're going to do that, Frank. Then why don't you just record it and then put her on the show? No. Live is important. It's important to be... here live. The show is live, and the things that go wrong happen, and the things that go right happen, and the things that we would never be able to plan happen, and spontaneity rules, because this is the only alternative broadcast also available in Tasty Wafers. When we had a sponsor, when we had a short what you're gonna say, Shortstop Jeans, we had a Leslie. Remember Leslie? Leslie did a... I was going to say slogan. It's not slogan. Logo. It's not a logo. How can you forget something so simple? A song. A song, but it's called something. A jingle is called a jingle. I wonder why they call them jingles. I don't got that one. I don't have that one. Why do they call them jingles? Can look those things up. Hey, you never know. That could be a Shakespeare jingle. Could be a Shakespeare phrase for something, you know, that has to do with the product or something. Okay. What else did I find? so much junk, so much great. I don't even know what I don't even know this thing. There's a thing here called, this is a card. One side has printing. The other side is just white. But it says world. World. And there's a map of the world. It's a flat map. I guess if you make, you know what I'm saying. Flat map of the world. Because the world isn't flat. You know, so it goes around. Okay. It says, your investment in Encounter impacts people around the world. Encounter. God, I can't even read this. Encounterrevival.org. I'm not doing a commercial. I'm wondering, what is this? Must have been a reason I kept this. And then it says, and then it has these dotted, like a dotted line. Here's to America, and there's a, you know, this is America. Team Camp, Local Church, Printed Materials, USA. What does that mean? What does this mean? And then it says, Myanmar. That's where it used to be, Bombay, right? That's Kirk Branda. Myanmar. What did they come up with a name like that for anyway? Pastors, churches, orphans, Bible college. Then there's another, India. Orphans and needy children. Whoa. Orphans and needy children? Orphans would fit into the category of needy children. Orphans are children without parents. What do you think orphans need? Parents. So they're needy children. See, even this. These are the things I would bring up. I should have like a company where people just come to me and go, can we say, that there's a tornadic activity? If we think there's a tornado. No. First of all, you can't say tornadic. You can't change the, can't make it you can't put an adverb adjective into a noun and shove it into a dynamite factory. Can't do that. Now, they make up the word, because it's that time of the year. I know I've done this before, but I'm going to say it again, because I'm pissed. I know that they say tornadic activity, and they don't even use it correctly if they want to create that word. Okay? If we have tornadic activity, would mean there's a tornado. A tornado is in progress. They don't even use it for that. They say tornadic activity. When they're doing warnings and watches, we have tornadic activity in this area. No, you don't. Orphans and needy children. Come on. Here's the last one. Zambia. This is the longest list. Zambia. Here we go. What's that? What's that? Oh, maybe that's a, hold on. Maybe that's a, going on. Here comes Tyler. Here comes Echo. This is Team Pastors and Churches Christian Leadership Center. I don't know what. Anyway, forget about that, because this is Orphans and Needy Children. Coming on right now. And we do, and we still have time. We'll be, even though I'm going to call right now. My goodness, woman. Going on now, and yet not. Let's wait until it says, till Skype alerts me and says she's definitely on. I didn't know that Facebook did that. It went boom. Okay. I'm gonna write okay. Come and get it. Now we're waiting. I don't know what's gonna happen though. Well, maybe, who knows? Maybe she'll call me. I know. I don't know what. What is this? Encounter revival? Relive? I don't know. I think it's a religious thing. I think it's a bunch of kids who came into the coffee shop one night when I was playing, and they were a musical group, and they came in, and they didn't have their instruments, and they were out on the bus. So I think it's them. I think that's where I got this, because I have a picture of a bunch of them. It was another photo that I found. I got a feeling it's the same bunch. And I gave them all parts while I played Ode to Joy on the mouth harp. Why don't you just sing harmonica, Frank? Is the mouth organ? Or is the mouth organ or mouth harp? The mouth harp. Why is it a harp or an organ? I wonder why. Okay, we're waiting for Tyler. Echo Tyler. I will wait for you wherever on my show. Hollywood still, apparently, keeps her in business, has clubs. And that nightlife is what I wanted to talk about, because she is ever present, works there, dances, and is a color. Go-go dancers, you know, used to be just girls who danced while there were other acts. They weren't the act. You can't the act either. But they have some great nights there. They have a bondage night. And they have King Arthur night. night. Hey, that'd be a good one. Night. K-N-I-G-H-T. It's night. No, don't go to sleep. I don't mean night. Don't go to sleep. I mean night. I know she's doing everything possible to get to her Skype. And here is Echo Tyler trying again. Let's call her again. One of these moments, it's going to continue to do that. It says connecting. I know she's having trouble connecting. You know, last time she was on, she had to go to a neighbor's house and use their computer. And I don't know why. Because something was wrong. Or they don't have Wi-Fi, or they're not connect. I don't know. You know, there's so many different reasons for these things. There's so many different reasons for things to go wrong in the 01 platform. Let's see, 27, 37, 37, 47, 47. We have 30 minutes left of this show, Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo. Manager's name of George, the title of the show. Go get the books! Amazon.com. What are the books, you ask me? Some of them are funny, some of them are serious. Some great reviews. And not believe me, if there were bad reviews, they would put it up. But they don't. There was a guy who told me I should be arrested. And one book I put out a while ago that had something to do with... Okay. He said I should be arrested. They should take me away. They wanted to put me on trial for what I... You know, because of what I said was so distasteful to this person. So out of range. And it wasn't. It was an instruction book. So they're the ones that are supposed to sell the best. What do? I get a person who says, this is the worst crap I ever saw. Get this out of here. What's this? This is other stuff I would talk about? I don't know. I'm waiting for Echo. Charles Dennis will be back too. Have you seen chapter 4? Part 4. At Will at Large? Yeah. And then, you know, talk about productive. No, not productive. It's not the word. It is productive. It's not the word I'm looking. Prolific. Talk about prolific. He's doing At Will at Large in sections. Sections. You know, parts. And he started another one. He's filming something else. Filming is now the term for recording. Because he does his shows on a Mac iTab. I don't even know if a Mac's called an iTab. I don't know what they call. On a Mac tab. The things that people are doing that they could never do. Even when we started this show, there were things people could not do. That, like, connect to this show. That would be, yeah, that's right. This is how technology has progressed. This is how far we have come. I can't say fur we have come, because I'm referring to the distance, even though there's not really a distance. Because this is how greatly we have progressed. We, like we did anything. We did nothing. We just went along for the ride. But there was a time when people couldn't even get this show because they didn't have cable or fast connection, whatever it was at that time. There were all sorts of different ones, but they didn't have high speed. Today, you could do movies on Mac iPads. Can you do, wait a second, you could do movies on Windows too, right? You do your movies on your own phone. You could do videos on your phone, right? That's the great progress that has happened since you could not connect to this show. That seems absurd now, doesn't it? Anyone, what do you mean? Well, I mean in my lifetime, this is the kid saying, and I know because I've talked to millennials, and I know people who are greatly younger than I am, and they're like fascinated. What do you mean you didn't have a phone? Or even now, what is that? You know, it was a little track phone I just use because I don't, you know, okay, forget it. I mean, what is that? You know, it's a phone, but it still can text and everything. But even then, they go, what do you mean people couldn't connect? They couldn't listen to the show, but you do it on the internet, interweb. Why didn't they just, they couldn't get it on their phone? There were no apps. There were no apps. Forget about it. No applications on mobile gadgets. Kids are, this is how long, and I'm saying long, this is how short it's been. Because kids, as we all know, and some of you might be those children of the digits. Hey, that! Children of the digits! Let's try again, even though I echoed, even though it's still yellow. It's still yellow. Oh, trying again. Ooh, that sounds like a real one. It's, hey, it's ringing twice. Ringing! Ringing! It's ringing! That's different when it said connecting. It's now ringing. It's ringing. Pick it up. Echo, echo, echo. All you have to do is pick it up, Echo. Echo. Please. Please.
Hey.
You're...
Hi.
Hi. This is a... Hi.
Can't see me. I can't see.
No, you're not going to...
Can you see me or no?
No, I don't see... No, I did a regular call. I didn't do a video call because my cam is not connected.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, then you can't see my liquid latex I was going to put on for you.
Oh, God, I wanted to. We'll have
Bummer.
To... Okay. We'll do that off the show.
Yeah.
Because I have on this... Now you just have a circle going around because it's trying to connect. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah. I just had a busy day of interviews and it had great... It was not really. I was okay. But I'm fine. I was not productive. At all.
No,
today,
you, no.
I'm fine.
Good, because like I was telling everyone, where I grew up, you know, whenever somebody doesn't show up where they're going to show up, you immediately get worried.
Exactly. And I think everyone probably still does to a certain extent. Maybe not with me, because they're like,
so much
Classic
energy.
Echo. Actually, they say like, she better be sick. She better be hurt.
No. Oh, we were worried. We were all concerned. So many people. And you know, what we'll have to do is we'll have to do this. I mean, we'll do it now until the show's over. But then we'll do it again as soon as you can and spend a lot more time together here.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. But you know, I have nothing going on anyway. So, you know, we're going to have to talk about like the gorilla kill.
No, I got plenty of things going on with you. In terms of what you do, and there's a lot of people who would like to hear. They didn't hear you the first time you were on. So, you know, we have a high, what is it? The same thing as coffee in a restaurant. And they say, you have a good turnover. We have a good turnover of ours. Right. Are you still living in the same place? You're living in Santa Monica? Where do you live again?
No. Hollywood.
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Hollywood,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Hollywood. Don't give out.
She's not a real town. We all know that, right? It's not a real town, fake.
That's right.
People think so the actual town.
But since you were on, I don't remember even how long ago that happened, but you're still working at the same place and you're working at some other places, but this Batcave, I'm interested again, and I know all the people are interested in the that nightlife, that particular community of nightlife in Hollywood. Is it there's a lot of places?
There's a few. There's not a lot. I wouldn't say a lot, but it's a pretty decent sized group of people and really cool people. It's like not like cool and like threatening, sort of like, you know, they're not like those mysterious crazy people that you're afraid of, but they're very nice. Everyone's really cool and nice, and I hope I'm not ruining it for everybody.
No,
I mean,
no, we never, it's not the, it's not the underground, right? It's not.
Well, if I wish, that'd be cool. No, it's,
that would be cool.
I really would hate that. I'm very claustrophobic. I would not like that at all, actually. So, it's just sounding cool to say right there. Please don't put me underground.
No. And there's a lot of people who are there. You get a lot of regulars.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of funny because people will say, there's so many posers. And I'm like, well, of course they're posers. They don't dress like, you know, the Joker in their normal life. So yeah, I guess you could say they're posers, but that doesn't mean they're not. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, at the last bondage ball, there was, someone was saying something. I think they got kicked out because they got a little too graphic in their own behavior, which is hilarious. And, you know, that's funny. I think that's great. But they were saying, other people were chiming in, oh, there was a lot of posers there. And I'm like, well, of course they're posers. You know, nature. It's kind of a, you know.
Is that what they call them, posers?
The world's not ready for that, huh?
That's what they call them, posers. I mean, people come in because it's the Batcave. It's not exclusive to characters. You could come in dressed. Can you come in dressed as from some other superhero?
Oh, definitely. I just use that. You don't even have to be a superhero. I was just using that as an example for whatever reason. And there was like different theme nights, though. So that's what I'm saying. By it makes everyone's acting like. You know, everyone's last one was what was it? Not the next one coming up is Apocalypse, but like this last one was steampunk versus pirates or whatever. And there's no actual war going on. There's not a battle of any kind. But I don't know why they call it versus, but whatever. But you know, people don't. They're not pirates in their real life, mostly. So
mostly.
That I guess you could call them posers if you want. It's just it's fun. And so not very many people. It's like, you know, bitter people that are haters that, you know, get. You know, or trying to defend the guy that got kicked out, maybe. That's probably what it was. You know?
The theme nights, when there aren't theme nights, and I know because you always post them up, and I always say, yeah, I'm interested. I can't get there because I'm where I'm at. But they have a lot of these nights, right? And now, whether it's these nights or not, you're there dancing. Do you change costumes based on what's happening with the...
Yeah, well, yes, I'm supposed to. I honestly, and I will admit that I don't plan my costumes very well. I kind of rely on my boobs to get me through.
Well, I got news for you. It looks like great support to me.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, it's a backup plan. I usually fall on it. But I mean, I do, there are costumes. I do try to theme my costumes up a little bit. I just don't give myself enough time to like actually develop them, if you will, but it's okay.
But ultimately, you're there to do the dancing. You're there as part of the part of the atmosphere, right? Because there's other
like it's an ambiance, like creating the vibe or whatever. Yeah.
And what's a vodka club? What's that place?
Club Vodka, it's not around anymore. Oh, I don't know why they have it on Facebook, like it still is, because I will always work there in my heart. But the people that do the Club Vodka are just doing other things right now. So that was awesome. That was a live rock venue, live bands and stuff, and that was awesome.
So Batcave is more just like, is it more just like come drink and dress up and just play and meet people? Is it kind of like a singles place too? What?
I mean, every club's a singles club, really, in a way. Even the grocery store's a singles club.
That's right.
But it's not per se that. It's just they usually have people there that are getting spanked and stuff. They have a little spanking station or a little electroshock station, which feels awesome, by the way.
Section.
Yeah, it's like a little roped-off little section, you know. But people get that, there's a spanking thing. So surely, I guess you could call that sort of a singles thing, but it's a little odd way to meet people, but you know, it'll work. So it's just a dance, you know, dancing, loud music and dancing. Sometimes we do have a band, but never get there in time to see that, so.
And lights, of course, lights flying all over the place,
very,
right?
Very cool lights and themed out, you know, themed music and stuff. And like in the front room of the area, there's usually, a little more, it's all dance music, but it's like more, a little more rock vibe, I guess you could call it. And then towards the, in the back, it's more of the, I don't even know what you'd call it. It's not techno. It's more like agro tech, that kind of stuff in the back.
Yeah. It's just, it's pounding beat music, right?
Yes. Right? Yes. If it's good. Yeah. It's a good night.
Boom. They don't know. Do they ever go, ladies choice, here's a slow one. No. Do they have a DJ?
Ever do that, ever. Nope. No slow music.
No slow music. So people
if there is, everyone is like, ugh, time to go to the bathroom. There's nothing, you know, no one really wants to dance to. It's not like back when you were in high school. You know, like you wanted a slow song every once in a while, you know. No.
I know.
None of that.
You knew that. What else are you doing? You said you're not doing anything else. You still model? I noticed there's other, there have been other shots I've seen. You've been doing some modeling. Or is that just other stuff?
I have a few shots coming up. Those are probably all old, relatively old stuff. There was a new section on Facebook that I was trying to figure out what was so special about it.
Yeah.
It's like a specialty folder. I don't know what it was. But that's why I posted some of those new ones, those old ones. But I do have a few shoots coming up. So if you have any ideas, anyone has any ideas of something different that they haven't seen or something, I'm all ears.
Well, I am writing this down. I'm writing down a couple of things here. Ideas, okay, for Echo Shoot, I'm writing that down. And the other thing I'm writing down is, I'm all yours. Those are the two things.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. If you said it,
I'm all ears.
Oh, okay. See that? You see where my mind goes? I'm always filled with ideas. And every time I see you, I get other ideas for things that you could model. Because you just seem to work in so many different genres.
Well, thank you.
Don't you?
Thank you. I think I can fit into pretty much anything. I mean, I may be more comfortable in certain areas, but
yeah.
You know, for the most part, I don't know why I couldn't fit into every single area in the world.
Yeah, you definitely could. Maybe that's some ideas to do some ideas for Echo Shoot. I'm going to write down, I'm going to cross out, I'm all yours. At least until we meet. No, I'm joking. Listen, no, I'm not joking. The point is this, what the heck are you doing? How often do you work? This is like, and how do you keep in shape for this stuff? I mean, is it actually, is doing it keeping in shape?
Well, I mean, I don't do it enough to depend on that enough to keep in shape, unfortunately. Probably not, unfortunately. If you did that all the time, it would be like exhausting.
Yeah.
But it does help, you know, certainly, you know. It takes a lot of energy on those nights. It's pretty exhausting. And as I get older, it's more exhausting.
How do you practice? Like, you don't practice, though. Did you practice in your house?
And I really practice that sort of thing. Not the way I... Regular, like, dancing can be practiced, of course, yes. But club dancing, not so much. It's kind of, in my opinion, it should be just how you feel. You know, you feel the music. You just go with it. That sort of thing. I guess the people that... You know what I mean by like the goth dance?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hate that. I hate it. It drives me insane. But like the punch up the air to the right, punch up the air to the left, do this, you know?
Right.
It's very, they must have to practice that in order to get that down, I guess. But, and I refuse to do it, so I don't do it. I don't play well with others sometimes.
Is it really, this is going to sound like a stupid question because I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you in terms of how, you said you have a couple of shoots coming up. How competitive is it, for a woman to just say, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go out there and model. Now what? It's like, right? There's got to be.
Well, definitely. If you had a really, the key is a manager or a booking person. Which I do not have. Someone told me one time I was unmanageable. I think I took it as a compliment, but I don't know if it was. I was like, thank you. I love that. I'm gonna put that on my resume. It was a friend of mine. But it was Ryan Drew probably. But because they're the ones who finding the job. You can be as creative as you want and be as cool as you want. Be the, you know, whatever. But if someone's not helping you getting the job, or unless you also have, if you're both left and right brained type person, and you can get it all done. You know, is it left brain? No.
Yeah, left side.
How do you say? Yeah, left side. So, didn't be awesome, and I wish that I was in a way so that I could do that. But I'm not the organized person.
Are you all right side?
Which is the creative side, right?
Yeah.
Of course, they would say that because they aren't organized enough to know which one is which. That's me.
That's right. If you were a little left, you would know the difference.
I should know that. That's a question you should know. It wouldn't be like, which one is that?
Exactly. So how do you find work?
It is competitive. Well, I mean, once you get in, like, so with Batcave, for instance, you know, once you get in there, then you just kind of have to do your thing, be awesome. They're going to keep hiring you as long as, you know what I mean? Unless you just have a falling out with someone, which in that community is not that easy to do, you know, because everyone gets along. For the most part. I like that little add on there. For the most part.
For the most part.
And I looked to the side. You never know. You know, I'm trying to create some mystery. For, you know, except for that one time. Dun, dun, dun.
Go ahead.
But, what was the question? Are you asking how competitive?
How do you get,
yes, it's very.
How do you get work?
You know, models. I might get something through Model Mayhem. Both of the photographers, actually there's three photographers, three different shoots coming up actually. Yeah. They're all people I've worked with before.
Yeah.
So it's an ongoing relationship, you know, and, I've gotten some great pictures out of these people. I'm pretty excited about it. I have a hard time getting motivated to do a shoot because it takes the efforts in just getting ready at the shoot itself. It's, you know, I mean, you don't want to eat too much before you shoot. You know, a big poochy belly, that kind of thing. It's exhausting.
Well, I guess.
That's when you just like go, like, I'm hungry.
That's the same for bowling.
Yeah, but it would
no,
be.
No, I don't. Yes. I don't bowl. I know what you're saying, but you. What?
Any activity, you know, it's getting there and getting motivated to get there is the hard part. Once you're there, it's, you know, this is fun.
Do you have any favorite models?
Any favorite models?
Yeah, through the years.
Like famous type people?
Anyone. Well, even if it's not famous or someone we should know about, but you don't need the competition. But yeah, let's look through the years. I look through the years. What have you seen, who do you like?
Who do I like? I like nobody. I like no one.
You sound like me. I hate everybody. I don't care.
Yeah,
just leave me alone.
Nothing's my head. You know, well, I can't really think of anyone because now the more of the stuff I do is more alternative type strange stuff. Like, you know, I don't know if I'd ever put a product in with my shots.
Yeah, why not? What do they do with all those photos, the alternative photos? Where do they wind up? I mean, then if they're not for products and commercial use.
Yeah, so not so much for that. You know, more like artistic photo books or private collection. That sounds a little bit shady, but
yeah,
not really.
That does.
You know, just kind of like a, you know, like this one photographer is submitting his stuff to a museum that's having a certain sort of type theme that they're getting ready to do.
That's why you're thinking about ideas, because the themes would show, right? And they wind up in certain shows.
Yeah, but yeah, just there's something, you know, just. Because I don't want to do the same, get tired of doing the same thing, you know, and it's hard to kind of come up with something different. You know, that's like, I like to pick kind of pictures that are, you know, they're not just standing there looking at the, you know, you're not just, it's very interesting because you're looking at it like, well, what's going on here? You know,
yeah.
And there's just a lot of layers of those kind of pictures.
Well, doesn't the photographer have a program or an idea or a theme? Or doesn't he say like, hey, you know, Echo, we're gonna do this jungle thing. Doesn't he already have it? Doesn't he already have
generally
it
speak,
set up?
Generally speaking, yeah. But if there's anything that I have my own self, usually the photographer when they shoot want to shoot, yes. But a lot of times too, also they just want to shoot with that model or something, you know, because they worked well together before. So then you can bring whatever you want, you know, to do whatever you want, you know.
The one that
it depends on.
Yeah, go ahead.
It depends on if you're outside, inside, you know, that all depends, makes a little difference, but.
The one, that I used on the, on my blog, with you in the city, the night, it's not nighttime, it is nighttime. You standing, that urban, slick.
Yes. You know that, photographer. He's not a photographer, but.
He's not a photographer?
Yeah. Cordell Crockett took that picture, like, from Here Kitty Kitty, you know?
Oh, really? Really? Is he from,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That is just a great shot.
Isn't that a great picture? I love that picture. Yeah, he took that after one of the clubs one night. He's on tour right now, in, where is he at? In Europe somewhere. Croatia maybe or something. With Ugly Kid Joe.
Cause
you know, he plays with Ugly.
A lot of people would say, well, you know, you could get any model to stand there like that. And you know, I don't think that's true. I mean, that is so, there's something so you, even if you don't know you. But you look at that photo, and you, like, you can get someone who is maybe more buff, or you could get someone who is, and they would not look as good, and it would not.
It wouldn't be them. It wouldn't be like their picture. Yeah.
The composition is great, and you know, I don't know who told you how to stand or why you stand, and just the fact that you can't, that you're not a silhouette, but yet you really can't make out your face. And what have you, but it's just perfect. And that's wonderful. You should maybe do, if you want another idea, maybe you should do more, of you in front of large structures.
I can't.
Huh? Hello?
Start off with that whole section because I didn't hear any of it.
Oh, I said.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Now I can't. You were cutting out pretty bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. We only have 7 more minutes, but for now, and then we'll do this again. But, I think you, because you're slender and you know how to stand in a certain way, I think it would be great to have a shoot of you, like other pictures like that. In other words, you in front of structures, you in front of even famous structures, although I don't know how much you can travel, but even in LA, but wouldn't it be great? Do they still have the dinosaurs at the, tar pits?
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Right?
That would really be awesome.
That would be cool.
You posing with them, with the, you know, the traditional structures as the backdrop. I think that's a really good idea.
That is a good idea. I like that.
You like that?
See, you came up with a great idea.
I told you.
Yeah. That's what, like, when anytime Cordell's shot pictures of me, it's like, what he does is just, he said, because you have so many great posted, but I just keep kind of moving. I'm constantly just moving. You'd have to take a ton of pictures, but they turn out.
Right.
Then you get a lot of great pictures, but a lot of them, you know, are crap, but it's not.
I know.
The good ones are good.
I know they take tons of pictures, but I think, I'd like to see, always see you in stills. Oh wait, one time there was a video you gave me, or you told me where to find once. You, right? Remember that video you did?
Mr. or something?
Yeah, something. I don't remember that.
I'm like rolling around on a bed.
Yeah.
I like that video. Yeah, I still do stuff like that. I guess I didn't tell you about the one, someone shot up in Runyon Canyon, shot me in Runyon Canyon as part of as me walking around, you know, being pensive, I guess you would call it. It turned out really good. I'll have to send you some links of stuff.
Please do. Please send me links. I want to see, I'd like to see you move as much as I'd like to see you stand still and pose, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I
thank you very much.
No, I'm a big fan. And, so you're not going, you know, going out of town, doing any traveling, modeling, or did you get some, work, elsewhere?
You know, not so much. I mean, I don't really try for it. Hey, I got invited to go to Vegas to do a porn the other day.
Really?
But I mean, you know, I think that they were going to murder me or something, honestly. Because think about it. I mean, hopefully not. But you know,
it was suspicious? What are you saying? Wait a second. What are you saying? This was suspicious?
Yeah, it was for a bit. Yeah. It was a person who was doing, supposedly, and I think it was all bullshit, doing, I met her on Facebook I can't even remember how we got to, you know, we got to know it. We knew a mutual person, et cetera. It comes down to, like, she's doing porn now. and she wants me to come to Vegas to do this porn for blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I don't do porn, first right. of all. And why? And to me, I'm all like, why in the world would you pay to fly me out there to pay me to, you know, when there's girls right there, just do
well,
porn?
Well, you know why? Because they're always, you know, it's a, you want to talk about big turnover. I read something the other day, and that is that the greater percentage of girls who go, girls and obviously all of age girls, regardless, who go into porn, the greatest percentage of them do one and drop out.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big turnover. They're always looking for somebody who was going to stay in for a while and then maybe sell some product. You know, it's harder and harder. This is a bad way to put it. It's more difficult to sell porn than it ever was before because there's so much free stuff going around. So I don't know if that would have been a I mean, you don't do it, but I'm saying I don't know if that would have your offer was suspicious at all because they are always looking for someone else. And I think it would be, come on, you don't think it'd be worth it? Look at yourself. You don't think it'd be worth it to pay for you to get over there and do whatever? So I think, I'm not saying.
I think they can find other girls out there. I'm sure just as easily, and they have done it, they have experience. I would think that there's gotta be.
Yeah, but they come and go, so to speak.
A level of experience in just the, not in the, yeah. having sex, that's, you know, but in the, in doing porn is probably not as easy as people think it is.
No, it's not. No.
Knowing where you're supposed to, but the angles, it's all that stuff.
It's, oh yeah.
And so an inexperienced person would be a little difficult to work with, I would think.
Yeah, well, here's the one thing though that you'll always remember, and that is that it's one of the only industries, if not the only industry, where the woman is in charge. The men are right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's all about the women. And women. Even though the guy has a very important part.
Yeah, they are a dime a dozen, and there's a lot to talk about what they go through to do it. But it's the woman is in control, and we can talk more about that some other time. You know, I gotta get going now. I'm sorry.
But what a note to end on, right?
Yeah, we need to talk about this more.
Well, everyone listening can go home or stop listening a little bit more. Intrigued, aroused than they were before they started the show. That's a good thing.
That's always the case with you anyway, though, darling.
Oh,
Thank
you.
We're going to talk again, and we'll get you on here again. And I'm glad you're all right. I'm just glad you're okay.
Oh, I'm good. Are you okay?
I'm fine. And we'll know, and we'll talk and save that latex for whatever it is, or I'll get in touch. Okay.
I will. I'll say,
be well.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, well, that was indeed. Was that who I think it was? Yes, it was Echo Marie. Who's that, though?
That's Scatola over there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that time again, that's for sure. Because you hear it here, live. When we're live, okay? That's it. We're live. My name is Frank Cotolo, Manners Name adorns the title of the show. Listen to me. We shall be back, hopefully next week. Everything goes right. We'll be here. You'll be there. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwell, wherever you're located. Thank you, Echo. You can actually feel her kisses when she sends them across the airwaves. That's enough, right? That's enough. You've slobbered enough on this. We'll see. We'll be back. Go to the blogs. Go to things. Send me messages. And remember, when you get mad, Jesus Christ Almighty, there I go again. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwell, wherever you may be located. I'm panting, but you know what? I'll leave because I have nothing more to say.